top headlines.
Iceberg, right ahead.
So the Red Sox are working out down in Fort Myers, getting ready for their, well, spring training season that kind of officially begins on Thursday with an exhibition against Northeastern. But for Xander Bogaerts and the rest of the team, it's all about a learning experience, especially when you look back on last year.
We're all grown men. I definitely believe we're all learning from last year. We had a lot of stuff going on last year, to be honest, and we all live, learn, and move forward. You know, we can't just sit back and keep reminding ourselves about the past because it's not something you really would want to do.
Meanwhile, the NBA hits the All-Star Weekend with their Rising Stars game tonight. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, both representing the Celtics and Team USA in tonight's game. Bruins headed out west. They'll take on Vancouver to begin a Western road trip. That starts tomorrow night. It's going to be a late one. 10 o'clock Boston time. Face-off right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Over at the Genesis Open at Riviera Country Club out in California. We got a three-way tie atop the leaderboard between Patrick Cantlay, Rafael Cabrera-Bello, and Jamie Lovemark. Tiger Woods, one over in his round yesterday. There he sits waiting to tee off in round two later this afternoon. Headlines brought to you by Pride Motor Group. Washington's birthday sales event. Presidential savings on all Chevy, Hyundai, and Kias. On the Linway and Lynn or visit PrideMotorGroup.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Stay connected to Boston sports.
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
These guys right. In the back.
Yeah. In the back. Everyone's got to sing this one. Keep on rolling,
oh, yeah.
Keep on rolling, ooh. Keep on rolling, keep on rolling, ooh. One more time, let's get it. Keep on rolling, keep on rolling, ooh. As soon as you are able.
A lot of music on the show today.
A lot.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great. Beach, little beach bar. Outdoor amphitheater. Cranking it. Pull the boats up. Woo! It's the end of a capper on a rock.
Yeah, sure does. Let's start the hour with your calls. Mark and Medford on the Bruins. Mark.
Hey, we could tell it's Friday at the station today, huh? Okay. So the latest trade rumors slash possibilities I saw this morning goes Brandon Carlo, Trent Fredericks, and either a first or second round draft pick, I don't remember, for Ryan McDonough. You know what, guys? I don't know about you, but I can live with that.
I do that deal right now.
Right now I do the deal. No, he hung up. Wow, Mark and Medford, quick one today. Drive by. Hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, do the deal.
Yeah.
I absolutely no problem with there. That. Done and done. What else do you want to throw in for Rick Nash while you're at it?
Yeah.
What else is in that deal? How much more to get Nash back with it?
Let's call.
Feel like the Bruins are on to something.
It's going to happen.
Feel like they're going to do something here.
Yep.
You pull the trigger?
Strike.
I hope they do.
Don't you sit back, you reassess, you say, look at where we are. Look at what we have. Look at the games we have in hand. Not only about the team in front of us, but the two behind us.
You know, I wouldn't
four games in hand with the two teams that are trailing you. Four games you have in hand.
I want the
against
Bruins
each team
to go for it.
That's what I'm saying.
I want them Donnie, to like, go for
guys,
it.
Guys, we've been here as players. Donnie, you've been here as a player. Play with it. You know, come on.
You know, Zoe's making Zoe's leadoff point today was actually Bruins related.
Yeah.
You know that older group of guys that you're talking about?
Yep.
That's a decent group of players, right?
Yes.
No one's going to debate that.
Do we owe it to them to give them one more shot at it here?
I mean, don't you want to use them while yeah. while they've still got something to give?
Because yeah, that window's not open, right?
You've had the benefit of Patrice Bergeron having a great season.
You have health with Krejci.
You've got Chara. Health with Chara and him playing at a high level still.
It's all stacked for you.
Let's go for it.
Come on.
Be aggressive and go for it. And I've decided.
That'd be great.
I don't mind if they overpay a little bit. I don't mind if they give up a good young player as long as they're getting a good return. I say go for it. Be aggressive. Go take the damn thing. We've got an opportunity in front of them. Let's go to Steve in New Hampshire on the Bruins. Steve.
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
Doing
Steve.
I like that last trade rumor. However, I would like to hold on to Carlo. I would propose giving up Grizzlick, O'Gara, a first-round pick, and Spooner, and getting back Nash and McDonough.
Okay. What if the Rangers don't want those guys?
Throw it in a cherry.
Yeah, see, I don't think it works like that. I don't think you just keep throwing in other guys
right.
that the Rangers don't want. You got to trade something to get something. You got to trade something of value, and that can't just be picks. Come to that realization. Can't just be picks. Tom in Seattle on the Bruins as well. Tom.
Ooh, here we go.
Hey, guys. Great show on the win today.
Great phone. Tom, great phone.
I'm going to the Bruins game tomorrow. I'm living out here in Seattle right now, and I'm driving up there tomorrow. And
I'll go to Vancouver. Nice.
Yeah, I just hope that...
You take the fast ferry or are you going to drive?
I'll say it again?
You're going to take the fast ferry or are you going to drive?
No, I'm freaking taking a rental car so I can 10 bar in the car. What are you kidding?
Nice.
They're playing right now. With almost every game is like a playoff game, especially that Calgary game the other day. I just hope they have another level. When the playoffs start, because whether they make a trade or not, they're gelling right now. It's got that 2011 feel to it. I just hope they keep it going.
I'm with you. Keep it going, but add. I'm not going to be thrilled if they don't do much of this deadline with the, well, we've played well. We've played well. We think we could just keep it going. Give yourself a better chance of playing well. Dennis in Hyde Park on Malcolm Butler. Dennis.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hi.
Doing all right,
hey.
Dennis.
Hey, right. Hey, listen, I'll make this quick. I was watching the Pittsburgh game yesterday, the recap of the game, and I was keying on Butler, right? And you know that Butler, that they threw nothing in his way the whole game, right? I seen him take two offensive linemen on by himself, right? He got knocked on his butt one time, and the other time he held up pretty good. To make, you know, to take the interference away.
Sure, yep.
And you know, the second last play of the game, in that game.
He held the guy inside.
Who made the tackle?
Butler.
Who made the long tackle?
Tackled him inside. Tackled him inbounds to make them burn that timeout.
That's right.
Play.
Disgraceful what Belichick did to that kid. Disgraceful. That's what I think.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up that Pittsburgh game because there's another play in that game where he avoided. And I know the play you're talking about where he made the tackle. He was on the left side. He started. And he wove in and out of the linebackers and did a great job avoiding contact with his own players to come up and run support and make a hell of a tackle on the other side. Could have used him in tackling in that game. Whew. We're mixing in some of the tweets we're getting here. Boy, for recommendations for the renaming of the station.
John in New Hampshire on home records for Zoe.
Here we go. I love this.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey.
Sup? Hey, free agency this offseason for the Patriots. Who do you think the Patriots should go after for that home wrecker?
I don't know yet. As far as free agents, I mean, we haven't gotten into that as far as names, but as far as needs, I think we termed it that. You know, obviously you need a backup quarterback. You need a quarterback in the future. I'd love to see them get that pass rusher. I think it would be done through the draft. Build on what you started with Rivers and Wise. You're getting Rivers back. You know, getting Hightower back.
What about Peppers?
No. No. God, no.
Old.
Crazy. Crazy money, too.
He probably wouldn't fit in the Belichick system, huh?
I think he would.
I think they could make him fit, but he, no. Old.
Bill doesn't do it. You know, same thing with...
Old.
You know, Marcel Darius. All those guys that were in Buffalo. You know, they end up down in Miami. Yeah, Bill had chances at him. He never took a flyer on any of them. Doesn't fit the scheme. Peppers, I think he would work with him. But I would want the Peppers of 4 years ago. What about 98.5 the Breeze, Beetle?
The Breeze?
98.5 the Cell we're getting. 98.5 the Wave. Guys, when you have breaking news, it would be called Breaking Wind. 98.5 the Wind.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that. The Wind, that doesn't really work. The Wave we can work with.
The Wave is easy. The Wave, right. The Wind. I'm okay with either one of those. I kind of like the Wind.
I think
the Wave exists, I'm sure.
Someone is the Wave.
South Carolina, Charleston. There's got to be a Wave down there. Hell, there's probably some small radio station.
Can we work in a boat fire?
Oh, gosh.
Can we work in the boat fire into the imaging? You don't mind, Hardy?
When do you need this by? End of the show?
Yeah.
Like some weather state. Like we're thunder and lightning. You're leaders in weather here at the local news. Like something sports and boating.
We're your sports boaters.
It very much has an oldies feel to it, though. It does. Which is part of the problem.
It's okay. I feel like wearing pleated shorts, some OP shorts. Right, Artie? Remember the corduroy OP shorts you used to wear? Ocean
love
Pacific?
Them. Monogrammed OP down there on the left leg, I believe.
Little Tommy Bahama. Shirt?
No. I'm all OP.
A flip-flop? Open-toe flip-flop? Sliders?
No, I like a closed-toe
flip-flop.
So you think
the Wave?
I like
98.5 the Wave.
98.
Oh, gosh.
That's your rejoin.
There it is. Short, to the point. 2 seconds. Done.
Where'd that boat explode? Minnesota? Oh, gosh. Nobody says gosh
oh,
around
heck no.
Here. Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Your soundtrack for this summer.
The Summer Wind.
98.5. The Wind.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Oh, no. 617-779-0985. Taking you into this long weekend. On...
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
That's
98.5. The Wind.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Your soundtrack for the summer. 98.5, the Wind.
What's so funny over there? You're just cackling about.
Breaking down your swing. That's fine.
Great.
That's great. Well, Laddie, great form. It's just late. Wicked late.
How's this transfer of weight? From back foot to
great.
Front foot.
It's good. Well, also,
solid. Solid.
It is. The form is pretty legit. The form is legit. Oh, turn up Billy's mic.
He's got a really good cut. He does.
So I videotape it, and I put it in slow motion. It's perfect. If you see right there it is, the stare down. It's almost like the Ichiro point, right?
Wow, look at this.
But then right, watch. See, the hands come back.
Yep. A little sports up wiffle ball
action.
Hands
are perfect. Watch the leg. Ready? Step back. Yep. Almost like a Prince Fielder type thing.
Yep.
Stepping forward, and then watch the hips. Boom. Late on the ball. Late.
That's why.
But look at the head stayed down. The cut was level. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Billy. It's a 3-3 game in the...
Look at his hoof.
It's in the top of the fifth right now.
Yeah.
3-3 game.
If that toe's a little more towards the pitcher,
it's like
instead
of opening up.
But I like how the front leg comes in and then explodes
it's
out.
It's a kicker, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
Right.
The game itself, though, instant classic.
Yep. A lot of defense, a lot of power. We had our first home run in here today.
Yeah, nice.
Good stuff.
Not that we're playing
No.
It's in the studio.
It's not our studio.
Very true.
Yeah, we care about these cameras.
Can't wait to see what the new studio looks like for this game.
It's going to be nice. Big enough.
A lot of space in there.
A lot of windows.
A lot of room in there.
A lot of windows.
Yes. They're gonna love us.
They really are.
Kevin in L.A. Oh, wait. Whoa. Kevin in L.A., how are you?
I'm doing good. What's up? Whoa.
We went to the wrong line because the call screener is a little weird today. It's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. You made an upgrade. Hey, guys, I think perfect name for the station would be 98.5 The Crow's Nest. And you could even modify the morning show to make it the Zoe's Nest. I mean, between Zoe and Beetle, you guys are just like one cowbell away from a crazy morning zoo team doing traffic and weather and traffic together already. So, I'm just kicking around. I'm just saying. There's been a rumor about Lucic coming back that I heard earlier in the week, and now it's been resurfacing again out there online, and it's starting to make me nervous. I mean, I think that's the last thing I want to see coming back onto this team is that big pile of crap. Coming back and ruining everything that we have going good. I'm just wondering if you guys have heard anything more about that and if you share my my concerns. And remember, guys, you guys are morning drive time to me here in L.A. So
nice.
Don't forget that. You're doing talking sports and a sports show in the beginning of the day. But I'll take your thoughts offline. Thanks, guys.
What did you throw?
Trying to stop the camera from moving.
But what did you throw? What did it hit?
It's
the window?
It's a Yeti.
Yeah, but what did it hit to make that sound?
The wall.
Nobody heard that.
You threw a Yeti?
They're not
Yeti?
Supposed to be moving.
If we don't have to count us or anybody listening to the show, you're right.
They're not supposed to be moving.
That's right. No one out on Soldiers Field Road heard that. You're absolutely right.
Sorry. That one slipped.
As long as we don't have to count anybody inside of 495, right. Nobody heard it.
Let's go to Peter on the Bruins trading. David Krejci.
All right.
By the
way.
Here in L.A. So,
nice.
Don't forget that.
Sign right outside says camera should not be on or moving while the show's on.
Don't forget that.
That one won't move now.
I can't. Don't forget that.
Live programming. You can't get that on national show.
Let's go to Peter on the Bruins trading David Krejci. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. I think the Bruins should trade Krejci while he's only 29 and still get a little bit of
That's funny left. You say that. Only 29, huh?
Yeah, I think so, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, some last night, man. It's the first time a guy looks healthy, you know, in a while.
I mean, but he's always hurt.
Perfect time to trade him. You're right, Peter. I love it.
Sell high
and say see you later.
Hey guys, he's never been healthier. He never looks better. He hasn't looked better in 3 years.
They've managed his minutes. They're playing him less. Whew. Look at his ice time. His ice time's gone down. They've managed the minutes. That's why he's healthy. I'd move on if you could. Does that not sound like the bell on like a sea buoy?
It's like if you had a ship. If you were going through the harbor, and you know it's like red on the right, green on the left, right, red right returning. What? And you hit one of those things head on, what would it sound like? If the front hull of your ship hit one of those big metal buoys, you know, things that are on sideways right there in the middle.
The big navigational buoys, don't they have bells
beacons,
on them?
Those beacons.
Don't they have bells on them?
Well, it kind of makes a bell sound.
Don't they have like a bell sound to some of them?
Like what?
I haven't laughed that hard since we were driving around looking for barbecue in Houston. Oh, my God.
Nobody was laughing that night. You were the only one laughing.
Oh, my God. Nobody heard that.
Sorry.
Let's go to someone else talking about something.
Can we go back to Milan Lucic to the Bruins? I have not heard anything on that other than people throwing it out there because he's a former Bruin. I don't think they're going to have any interest in him.
And something on McDonough, too. We get some.
And by the way, I don't want them to have any interest in him. No, thank you. No way. He doesn't fit this team. This team is faster.
Faster, smaller.
Yeah.
And look, when
the
he
game, the game has changed.
The game is passing that guy by.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dinosaur.
You could still use
Dinosaur.
You could still use his physical presence, but on those nights, and they were more often than not, when it looked like he was skating through slush,
right.
That's not going to work on this team. Not anymore. It was fine for a while. It was a big contributor, but no, it's a different team.
Krystian in Warwick disagrees about Krejci. Krystian.
How's it going?
What's up, man?
First off, he's 31. He's not 29. I don't know where the caller got that from. And I disagree. I don't think they should trade him because, I mean, yeah, he hasn't been healthy. But if you think about when he was healthy, he led the team in points in the playoffs both times we went to the Cup. And, you know, the last couple of years when he wasn't healthy, he missed the playoffs 2 or 3. And now he's healthy and we're almost in first place. So I think he's more important than the caller thinks. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Did that sound...
He'll be 32 next month.
We used to get a call from a guy named Matt Nattleboro. Matt Nattleboro. Jim, didn't it sound like Matt Nattleboro?
There was a call. Thanks, man. 31. I don't know where. He got 29. Bad information.
Sound like Matt Nattleboro. Oh, caller. He hasn't called in a while. Lucic. No.
Three more years of David Krejci.
At what per? What is it now? 7?
A cap hit of 7.25 in each of those years.
Oh.
He'll be 32 next month.
I don't know. I mean, you'd love to say sell high, but how many teams would really want him at this point because of the age? And if he is healthy, when the lights are its brightest, isn't that when he's at his best? His ability to elevate when you get into the playoffs? It's like another reason to say, hey, let's go for it. Mm. Let's add to what we have.
David's in the car on Bill Belichick. What do you got for us, David?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So Belichick's got Noel 5-4. He also has got a boat called 7 Rings. Brady, although he's got Montana and Staubach at 5-4. I'm sorry.
Bradshaw. Bradshaub, not Staubach.
Bradshaub 5-4. He still is tied with Charles Haley. The Patriots as an organization are stuck at 5, which is one below Pittsburgh.
Right.
So think about this. Belichick had nothing really to lose Sunday, benching Malcolm Milton.
Except the Super Bowl. He had that to lose.
I'm not saying he wanted to lose.
You're saying he didn't care if he lost.
Oh, please.
Oh, God. Can we stop doing
that guy
these calls?
To be known?
I'm not doing these
Do you
anymore.
Think that guy?
I'm hanging up on these callers from now on.
Do you think that guy where I got tripped up in an all-access interview and I said, well, this is, you know, coach, as we sit here, as you get prepared for your 8th Super Bowl, 9th Super Bowl disorganization, 8th as a head coach. He goes, well, technically I've been involved in, had my hands in 11 Super Bowls. Not that I care that, but he knew the number. You think this guy wants another Super Bowl loss tagged to him? No. No. Legacies for coaches are when you win the thing. They forget about the guys that lose them. He'd love to change the decal on that boat again. It's kind of a joke to him now. Got to change it every year. That's fun to him. Winning Super Bowls is fun to that guy. That's all he lives for.
Want to say thanks to Jimmy John's lunch again on this Friday, Zoe.
Well, me. Mm.
Zoe loves a Jimmy John's drop like you wouldn't believe.
Number 5, the Italian.
Thanks
Vito.
To another Friday lunch from Jimmy John's.
Thank you, Jimmy John's. Appreciate it. Pickles are good. It's crisp. They snap. Chips.
Crunchy.
Yep.
Hardy has headlines here. Okay. All right, okay.
Don't forget that.
Oh, gosh.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox working out in Fort Myers. Hanley Ramirez with his prediction for 2018. Prediction? Yes, prediction.
Literally, I was hitting with one arm last year, and I hit 23, you know. So now that I feel good, cannot be no excuses. Better go out there and hit with 30.
30 home runs for Hanley Ramirez. Mark it down for the upcoming season, which will begin at least in exhibition style against Northeastern on Thursday afternoon. NBA All-Star Weekend begins tonight with a Rising Stars game. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, both scheduled to participate representing the Celtics and Team USA. Bruins headed out west for their Western road trip that begins tomorrow night when they take on Vancouver. Headlines are brought to you by Pride Motor Group, Washington's birthday sales event. Presidential savings on all Chevy, Hyundai, and Kias on the Linway and Lynn, or visit PrideMotorGroup.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Song do we get in?
Halfway through it.
All right. Come on, go.
Yep. Still awake.
Why don't we steal?
You can't be the wave without the music.
Into the night.
Pat's in the car. One's a Dano Chara and David Krejci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Should have kept playing
the
song.
Up, hey.
Hey, closed toe sandals all the way, first off.
Closed toes?
Gross.
Because Chara's able to take some time off here and not have these crazy minutes, you're seeing the absolute best of them. So that's huge, but you do have to plan for the inevitable of him going down or one of the D-men going down. And also, as much as I like Grizzlick and the pinch he made the other day on that early goal in the Calgary game was unbelievable, but I think there's only room for one little guy on the left side of the D there. So.
Huh. Okay. All right. Okay. Your reaction, Scott Sola.
I mean, to just say, okay, something's going to happen to Chara here, I don't know. I mean, he's in great shape. You know, they've managed his minutes well. He's sitting there last night looking at guys like McQuaid and stuff that, you know, he cut his hair. He's got a girlfriend now. So, like, where's the toughness angle? You know, are you going to need more depth here as you start playing the good teams, you know, all the playoff caliber teams? And there's going to be a stretch there in March where, you know, they're going and they're playing in Winnipeg, Minnesota, you know, St. Louis. All those teams are going to be in the mix. Yeah, to kind of anticipate that there's going to be some attrition and little nicks and bruises do come up. That's what happens at the end of the hockey year. This happens every damn year. Bergeron's one of the most banged up guys at the end of the year. But to sit here and say something's definitely going to happen to Chara, I can't do that yet. I don't know. But I wouldn't mind adding a depth piece. I don't want a massive roster shakeup to where you got to trade a ton of young guys to go get a massive piece. I'm not saying they need a massive piece, just a little boost. A little B12 shot.
Going through a couple of emails.
Yep.
Couple emails of the day here.
Ooh.
One from Michael who says, didn't Alex Cora say when he was hired something along the lines of he wants to sit down with each player and get to know them?
Yeah.
Do you think this has anything to do with all these players coming into camp with a different mentality? Is that the change we've been looking for? That's from Mike. I think it definitely plays a part of this.
I think there's a clearing of the air is what it is, that the stagnancy of what it was with Farrell and whatever he admitted or whatever Tony said or whatever environment that he was allowed for them to create. And you know, he just seemed monotone and businesslike, and I could just see where it could become a bore every day, the same thing. And it just didn't seem like anything he said ever resonated. Like, Cora talked yesterday, and I learned more about attacking the first pitch. If we like it, let's go get it. Let's attack. I'm not just going to stand there and take pitches just
learning.
To take pitches.
You know what he stands for.
Yeah.
What's he about? What's this guy about? What kind of team does he want
to
have?
It just sounds like a baseball guy. When you're trying to over-explain the arm slot velocity and to the bunting and, you know, the pitching and the play toss and pitching that's down.
That's not baseball. It's a John Farrell problem.
That's a John Farrell problem, right. And I think a John Farrell problem became a team problem, became a fan problem, became an organizational problem. And I just think it's the same team, obviously. They didn't make any moves.
Like, why do we have any reason to think that John Farrell was any different communicating to his players than he was when he was communicating with the media?
It's the way it seems.
Like, we all laugh and joke about it and say, ha-ha, this guy sounds like a tool bag. What if that was your boss? What if you came into work every day and had to take direction from that guy? They're like, what is this guy's deal?
Yeah.
Alex Gore comes in. He makes it pretty clear on day one what he wants going on. Xander,
name two guys he was working with.
I want you to be more aggressive, man. I want you to be swinging the bat.
Saw some things in his swing. We're working with him, trying to change that a little bit. And hey, kid, if you want to go attack stuff, go attack that first pitch. If you see it, if you like it. If you're a fastball hitter, go get it.
Hey, guys, on the base pass, if you're fast, you know, we think we can stretch something out, get an extra base out of it, we will. But we're not going to run into outs. We're not going to run and be aggressive just for the sake of being aggressive. He said that.
Yeah.
Out of the gate.
Right.
Now, how he handles in-game stuff remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, so far, I don't know how you don't like what you've heard out of Alex Cora. And out of what you've heard out of his players outside of maybe Jackie Bradley Jr., who's disagreeing with his guys last year because they lost to the soon-to-be champions. Put that on a patch and put it on the jersey for this season. 2017.
Right.
Lost to the champs. 93 game winner.
Like
Boston Red Sox.
Like REO Speedwagon said. When I hear that come out of Jackie Bradley's mouth, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the first ooh that we've heard coming from Cam.
Jackie,
I like what I've heard from them.
How many days were you in first place, Jackie? How many days in first place? Tell me.
Oh, God. Well, we did lose to the champs. You know what? I feel so much better about getting our ass kicked out in Denver at AFC game when Brady got hit 23 times because they eventually went on to win the Super Bowl. So we did lose to the eventual champs.
Well, everybody get a bonus for that then. Losing to the eventual champs.
It's a loser's mentality.
Congratulations. Nothing about last season and the way it ended for Jackie Bradley Jr.
How about either of the last?
Is upsetting to him.
How about either of the last two
seasons?
He had
fun.
How about that?
He had fun.
How about getting your ass kicked twice in back-to-back years in the postseason? How about that?
He had fun.
Fun. I enjoyed it. I don't know about them. They can only speak for themselves. I had a good time.
No, it was fun. It was fun. No? You don't think that was fun?
I don't think so.
He went to the playoffs. He went 3-for-15.
Fun.
He hit a home run in there. And he had fun. Right? That's what he got for us. He had fun. Good for you. Kevin in Bridgewater. Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Kevin.
Zoe, I love you, brother.
Love you, Kev.
All right? But this I love you, Zoe. This sensitivity training that WEI has right now.
We're not addressing that.
Bad. I'm not allowed to talk about that.
But we are sensitive to your needs.
But told not to talk about that. Can't do it.
That's why you can be sensitive to everybody's needs.
Right.
Like, hey, we're all one big part. You know?
Jake in Newburyport.
We're common goal here.
Hey, I just wanted to say
hey.
On the Krejci trade.
You in Newburyport?
Yeah.
Love the grog.
Oh, yeah. It's a good place. I just wanted to say,
sounds electric.
I think trading Krejci would be the most idiotic move that we could do right now. He is the bona fide second line center on.
He can't say that word.
This is a non-electric call, and he's swearing. The double banger. Double whammy there. Can't say that. You can't say you're doing that to the bed.
Yeah. You know why?
That ING at the end.
You know what stinks about the David Krejci thing? I've been trying to trade David Krejci for like 3 years.
It's almost to the point now where.
But now he's
got a chance to elevate.
If you're going for it, you have to keep him.
Yeah.
It's like one of those situations. Like, I think they call that a catch 22. You know?
Yeah.
So, I understand why you'd say that. I understand why it's stupid to trade him. I just hate the contract. I hate the money he ties up. I hate the injuries. I hate all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for takeaways? Ready for fake promos, guys?
Fake promo Friday,
are good?
Right?
Are they in? Is it a good one?
Is it good, Jim?
And after a show like today, God, there's got to be a mountain of material.
We have nine.
Nine.
Nine times.
Nine.
Grace?
9 coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere. And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To me, here in L.A. So
nice.
Don't forget that.
Camera's not moving now. How you doing? Get ready for today's takeaways. Actually, it's Fake Promo Friday. And don't forget Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight for life and visit awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, here we go.
Fatoink.
Do it. Let's
do this.
Promos, 9 of them.
9.
9 fake promos.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What a total waste to hear some 30-second snippet of nothingness from Alex Cora. Like nothing at all, nothing of value. Pointless, pointless coverage.
All right, then.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cam was not happy.
He doesn't have to call
you
in.
Or like, that comment. Yeah. He was not happy.
Well, we really, I mean.
Tell you what, though, Alex Cora picked up his game when he spoke to everybody.
Sure did.
Instead of that one-on-one crap he was doing at the start of the week.
Nothing worse than a cranky Shaughnessy calling
in. Someone was telling me yesterday that the Olympics crush local news ratings every 4 years during the Winter Olympics. Because they go beyond the 10 p.m. window.
Yeah.
They go into the 11 o'clock hour a lot of times.
Right.
And it kills the other news stations. That it's a huge benefit to whatever station the Olympics are on in your market for their news coverage.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just something interesting. Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Sports Hub Headlines.
Hey! I don't know.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, no clue. Don't know when it's going to happen. Don't know why it happens.
Right.
Just happens.
Na, 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 na.
That didn't happen with Sarge yesterday?
Na, na, no, he's perfect.
Sarge will make an appearance here in these fake promos.
Well, I saw him last night with his sugar daddy, Andy Long.
Yep.
And I long talk with Andy, and feels like he's these kids' foster parent at times, and you just love seeing them grow and have fun, and the joy in their faces when they get to meet a player and take a picture with them. There's nothing better than that.
Good grief.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'd like to get a story or two out of Zoe on that guy.
Oh, that's okay.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coffee bubble. You were out.
That was a phlegm bubble. Can I hear that again?
It was a coffee bubble. Iced coffee.
Oh, that's okay. Get it down. Right.
We're talking about Frank Reich. Want to get some stories on Reich out.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Frank is like Ben Stein. If I could just,
So how much did you overlap with him? How many years?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't overlap at all? Not even a year?
No, it was Boomer, Reich, Gelba, O'Donnell, me. Boom, 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 boom. Five straight. Yeah. Yeah. Frank was right after Boomer. Frank is old. Frank's up there. He's old. Yeah. Old guy.
Oh, I thought you and him like overlapped by a season.
No,
like your freshman year, he was still there.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
John Stamos.
Mr. Music Guy.
Related to them, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Does he have Elmo?
Well, that's my good buddy Bob Saget.
Shut up, Sarge.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sarge came in at a moment's notice yesterday. Didn't even know he was working.
And he hates cattle. Which is even just.
What?
There you go.
Cattle?
No, he doesn't.
I thought it was Kaufman that he hated.
Well, he's on the list.
No.
Oh.
Sarge has a list.
Sarge doesn't hate anybody.
Sarge has a list, and he puts their heads up on that hay bale that he has in his backyard that he shoots with bows and arrows when he gets home.
Except for communists and men of low character. Good day, sir.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's got like, it's a holy in the open, like it's open on the inside, airy in the inside. Squishy.
Is it wet?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What some kind of material?
French cruller donut. The French cruller
the
donut.
French cruller.
Looks like a tire. Looks like an off-road tire.
I love a French cruller.
Really? He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's like, oh, it's Jim's like it's
but
long
remember
and
the
hard.
Chocolate cruller, the long ones that are now
Jim's like it's a long stick.
No, French crawler, very airy, very light, about half the calories of a heavy like cake donut.
You actually bite it.
I do know that.
Yeah, you don't know. You
they list the calories of Dunkin' Donuts. On the rare occasion when I allow myself a donut, I'll get a French crawler because it's got less calories, therefore it's healthy.
Because when you bite it, it's air in the middle.
And speaking of donuts.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What are you getting the wife today?
Oh, some flowers.
Yeah?
Mm.
How about some donuts?
Psh, nope.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
The
Sports
Is that
Hub.
Way for to a sell it. Live commercial for Dunkin' Donuts?
Sure was.
Yeah.
Nope. Donuts? No.
Kids, I'll get them. Not for. Yeah. Kids will eat the donuts. She's not eating those right now.
Dunkin' Donuts, though.
She does like them. She loves them.
Of course we all
do. Who doesn't
do?
Love a good Dunkin'
Donut? Who
doesn't
love Dunkin' Donuts?
Okay, take it and dip it in the chocolate.
Then again, sometimes when you sell a little too hard, it can come off the wrong way.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Today's a big day, Zo.
Hey, baby. Hot stuff.
Hey, baby.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Another fantastic Dunkin' Donuts
I wasn't ready.
Live commercial.
Hey, baby.
Wasn't ready.
Hot
hey,
stuff.
Baby.
Today's a big day, Zo.
Hey, baby. Hot stuff. Trying to hear me reaching for the paper?
No, you sounded like you were ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I was
Today's a big day, so.
Hey, baby. Hot stuff. Were you like cold food? Or hot food?
That was me walking out of the
studio. Hot food or cold food? Hot stuff.
I would talk sweet to you. Hey, baby. Hot stuff.
Today's a 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Why was Josh McDaniels not comfortable with anything with the Indianapolis Colts? It's been used by, it belittles me. Belittle.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's like three different conversations going on in this show sometimes.
Sure.
Everyone's just kind of like talking to themselves.
Right. Yeah. It happens.
Interesting. All right, last
the magic
one.
Magic of the wave.
Number 9.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
10,000 meter speed skating. TJ Blowman from Canada.
TJ Blowman
is your winner.
Blowman.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You can ask me right now. The Winter Olympics has not bitten me like it has bitten you guys, but that is the one name that I know from the Olympics, TJ Blowman.
TJ Blowman.
Blowman. That's going to stick.
So he won yesterday? Was that yesterday, Beamer?
Yeah, I think
really
so,
matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maz, you get that box broken down all right?
Thank you.
Not like a gunshot going off. Sound like someone threw a Yeti at the wall.
Shut up. One more time, love. Please.
Don't forget that.
Camera's not moving now.
Is there a microphone over there? That was so unbelievably loud.
It was loud. That
loud. Don't forget that.
It was that loud.
It was thrown hard. Stop moving.
I can't do it again.
Don't forget that.
And Zo swearing that nobody else could
Maz
hear it.
Maz doesn't know what it is. That is Zo heaving a coffee, metal coffee cup, off of that wall right there.
Can we hear like a little bit longer of the clip, Jim?
To me here in L.A. So
nice.
Don't forget that.
They bounced.
No one could hear that. No one could hear that.
No. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Your live local sports program.
Live and local.
Live and local.
Sensitive to your needs. All that.